Ready for March Madness? Pull up a comfortable chair in front of your computer. College basketball's big event is streaming on the internet, live, in high def. Of course, that means no comfy couch, and be careful not to spill beer on your mouse pad. It also has NPR's Laura Seidel wondering, instead of watching TV on the internet, when will we finally be able to get the internet on our TVs?
March Madness is just the beginning. The internet has a cache of hit television shows you can watch when you want to. Fox and NBC put their biggest hits on Hulu.com. If you want to catch CSI from CBS, surf over to Juiced. We don't get fooled again. Feeling in the mood for some classic movies? Juiced has a whole library that includes Orson Welles, Alfred Hitchcock, and Shirley Temple films. On the gold ship, lollipop. It's lovely having Shirley Temple dance on your desktop, but it might be even better to watch her on a flat-screen TV with a bowl of popcorn in your lap. At a Best Buy in San Francisco, Jeremy Clay explains that there is a way to get the internet on your TV. Most flat-screen televisions have an input for a computer, but you have to use a keyboard to navigate.
You're going to have equipment pretty much directly in front of the unit.
So if I'm somebody who likes to watch while eating potato chips, it could be a drag.
It could definitely be a drag. Might not have both hands available at all times.
There is no way to make the connection easily and cheaply, but Clay promises it will happen soon.
The digital phase is coming through right now, and we're retransforming, so I'm sure it's going to be in the next near future.
There's no technical reasons why we can't have the internet on our TVs. 60% of Americans have broadband fast enough for high-quality video. So, why don't we have it? Jonathan Taplin, a professor of communications at USC, thinks it's because the cable companies don't want it. Right now, they can collect a fee for a broadband connection and send you another bill for cable.
They would rather that you pay them $70 a month for maybe a lot of channels you don't use, rather than having you have the ability to just go to the places you want to go to.
It's not the cable company's fault, says Alex Dudley of Time Warner Cable. It's the consumers who don't want it.
They want internet-like functionality with professionally produced video. You know, it's not about watching a squirrel skateboard on a 50-inch screen as much as it is watching your favorite show when it's convenient for you rather than convenient for the network to air it.
Really? People don't want to watch the internet on their television?
Well, I think that's nonsense. The cable companies like the fact that they are the gatekeeper to your entertainment experience.
And USC's Taplin says it isn't only the cable companies that want to slow down the merging of your TV and the internet. Forrester Research entertainment analyst James McQuivy says the people who actually produce the television programs aren't really keen on it either.
Right now, they haven't figured out how to make as much money from internet-delivered content as they do from TV broadcasts. And they're working on that. They're working on it. But it's taking them some time.
Avner Ronan isn't waiting. He's CEO of Boxy. If you have Boxy on your computer, you can hook it up to your TV and fire up your internet connection.
So you can be leaned back, sitting on your couch, looking at your flat-screen TV and navigate all those different services using a remote control.
But if what you want to watch is The Simpsons, Fox is not happy about that. Boxy and Hulu are in the middle of a dust-up about this. Hulu asked Boxy to block its programming from their software. But CEO Ronan says trying to stop users from getting what they want is just not going to work.
Users will find a way. If they want to see a TV show or a movie, and you don't provide them easy way of getting that movie, either with ads or by paying a reasonable fee, then they'll just get it illegally. And then nobody profits.
Ronan says the TV networks and the cable companies are just delaying the inevitable. Professor Jonathan Taplin agrees.
They're the ones who don't want this to change. They've got a really good free cash flow business that they just want to milk.
Taplin says back in the days when radio was the primary medium, David Sarnoff, the CEO of Radio Corporation of America, kept television in the basement for a good 10 years. Sarnoff slowed it down, but of course we all know he couldn't stop it. Laura Seidel, NPR News.